The complications resulting from the influx of migrants isn't limited to just big cities like New York and Chicago. PBS Wisconsin's Nathan Denzine went to a small city in southern Wisconsin to see the effects there.
It's another generation of families coming here, trying to get jobs, you know, feed their children, get their children through school.
Since 2022, around 800 to 1,000 migrants from Central and South America have come to Whitewater, Wisconsin, putting a strain on local resources. Some of the most vulnerable in that population are children.
We're trying our best to really, how can we advocate for these children?
Miguel Aranda is a member of the Whitewater School Board and a second-generation immigrant from Mexico. With this new influx of students, Aranda says the school district needs more funding. Wisconsin currently sits on a $3 billion budget surplus.
I would understand if there's no money, we have to make hard decisions. But to know that there is a surplus, it almost looks like the money is being dwindled right in front of our faces.
But there are people and organizations who have already stepped up to act as a stopgap for the new arrivals.
Our mission is to meet the needs of the community, whatever they are.
We know that they're here because if they've never been here before and they come in and see all these things and we tell them that they can just have it, they don't understand.
Christine Zabios and Kay Robers are co-founders of the Community Space in Whitewater. Their mission is to provide everything a person might need, from bedding to furniture to food, all for free.
I've had the privilege of witnessing somebody coming in, you know, maybe having their worst day and coming in and just needing some support, some food, some whatever, and seeing them slowly relax and realize we're not going to ask them for any papers.
The Community Space has been accepting donations since 2019, but has ramped up its efforts in the last 2 years.
Well, I'd certainly like to say that there has been no crisis. Have we had to stretch and adjust? Absolutely.
They are open Tuesdays, Wednesday nights, and Saturdays as a complement to the local food pantry.
I can stand up in the middle of the room and say, is there anyone here that's bilingual? And inevitably, I'll get a 9-year-old child, which is awesome, you know. And I always say to the child, you know, isn't your mother proud of you? Tell her you did a really good job and we're proud of you.
We like to think that half of what we do is what we share and give away, and half of what we do is how we make people feel.
Beyond food and shelter, migrants face a number of challenges when they first get here. Finding a job, speaking a new language, and driving are top of mind. Jorge Islas Martinez, an advocate and a first-generation immigrant from Mexico, says undocumented migrants are not allowed to obtain a driver's license in Wisconsin.
We don't have public transportation. The only transportation that we have is taxi. The taxi only is available here in Whitewater from 7:30 in the morning until 5 o'clock.
I see it as a huge safety issue. I mean, if we're having people, especially driving in snow for the first time, that is not a good situation.
Dan Meyer is the chief of police in Whitewater.
If somebody's able to come here and take all of the testing, the written test, physically do the driving test so that they are safer as a driver, I'm all for that.
Nearly 20 states allow undocumented immigrants to obtain a driver's license.
I think the underlying theory here is that we know we need resources. For us in law enforcement, this is apolitical. We simply need more staffing.
Meyer says that over the last 2 years, his department's work has gotten much more difficult and time-consuming.
One of the things that has been difficult for us as law enforcement is just working with a population that generally speaking, is not trusting of government because they come from a place where they don't trust their government.
To try and get some help for the city, Meyer and city officials sent a letter to state and federal officials in December.
We need more officers so that we can get out and patrol at the level that the community is used to having us out there.
But the letter requested more than just a boost in law enforcement funding.
This is a situation where we are a poor town that has limited resources and not enough shared revenue from the state, and we would like to help people make sure that they're getting jobs, you know, shelter, food, all those things.
Brienne Brown is a member of the Whitewater Common Council.
The real problem is not that there are people here, it's just that the city's not prepared.
Meyer and Brown say they have heard from local officials who seem willing to help. In January, Senator Tammy Baldwin, a Democrat, wrote a letter to President Biden. She called for federal support for cities in Wisconsin, including Whitewater, to help with the influx of migrants. During a visit to Whitewater in November, Republican Senator Ron Johnson blamed what he called a flood of migrants on the Biden administration. Immigrant advocates worry the new arrivals will become political scapegoats. They want to see these new neighbors welcomed to their close community.
It's really contributing to the vitality of our community. It is where we see the future.
For PBS News Weekend, I'm Nathan Denzine in Whitewater, Wisconsin.